You're looking at the portrait of the one-time mistress of the French king, Louis XV. Born Jeanne-Antoinette Poisson, she became royal mistress. You probably know her better as Madame de Pompadour. She wasn't just powerful in a sexual sense, but also exercised considerable influence politically. Jonathan Conlin, author of the first history on the National Gallery, the nation's mantelpiece, imagines what she must want us to think of her in this picture.
She sat here, seems rather friendly and approachable, in a very sumptuous dress, working at her embroidery frame, with one of her beloved dogs in front of her. To me, the pose seems rather like something out of Hello Magazine or OK. It seems almost too perfect, too welcoming. The pose also seems slightly forced, despite its attempt to create a mood of ease and comfort. She's got her left leg hoiked up at a rather unusual angle, probably to show off her famously tiny feet, of which she was inordinately proud. She seems to be inviting us to sit down and be at ease with her, not to stand on a level of formality, to think that we're just with a very welcoming and well-educated woman. And yet, really, in the same way that the feeling one gets in OK magazine spreads, perhaps that formality is still there in the background. Her confident pose is all the more poignant, perhaps, in the sense that this painting was produced at a time when the Marquise was severely ill and she actually died a month before it was finished.